One.
They got music?
Yeah. Welcome in, everyone, to the Kia Sports Podcast Game of the Week. Tonight, we are in beautiful Rocky River, Ohio. I am Vince McKee, alongside the best color man in the business. My wife calls him Roman, but his name is Ruben Rodriguez.
Hey, welcome in, bud. Hey, Vince, how you doing, man? It's good to be back in River. Oh, yeah. My daughter's alma mater. I'm covering this basketball game between Cornerstone Christian Academy and the Pirates tonight. Vince, good to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun, guys. Cornerstone's going to bring it. I mean, they're coming off their first win of the season, so they're probably going to be on an emotional high. And as we know, in sports, in life in general, confidence goes miles, leaps and bounds. Right, Ruben?
Yeah, there's no better win than your last one. Yeah. And that was yesterday.
Look at the Browns this year.
Yeah, as far as they're concerned, they're 1-0.
Well, so guys, before we get going, we want to thank everybody listening. We have noticed the tweets. We have noticed the Facebook posts. Good God, the sponsors have noticed it because they've been coming out of the woodwork. Everybody who's listening, we thank you right off the bat. For myself here, Vince McKee, my main man, Ruben Rodriguez. Guys, it's been overwhelming this first month and a half. We couldn't thank you enough. Me and Ruben were talking right before the broadcast. We have big things coming up. We're going to have podcasts at sport bars. We're going to have possibly an entrance music. I have a musician right now working on a new entrance song for us that you're going to hear at the top and bottom of every podcast, every game call. There are big things coming. But you know what? We can't do it by ourselves. We want your ideas. Please tweet at me, at Vince the Author. Email me, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. And Ruben, where can they tweet at you at?
They can get me at RubeRodriguez5 on Twitter. And just to piggyback on Vince, we're humbled. We never know this would take off as fast as this thing did. This is a dream of both of ours.
Yep.
And without your guys' help out there, and the help of all of our sponsors and their support, it's very humbling indeed to be able to do this. We get better at this every day. And never forget, this is just for the kids out there and for all of our fans listening.
Oh, very well said. All right, so guys, before we get going tonight, we got about 9:11 before tip-off. Going to tell you about some of our fine sponsors here in a second. Our newest sponsor, Richard Ward of RE/MAX 2000. As you know, RE/MAX is the number one name in real estate worldwide, and Richard Ward with RE/MAX Beyond 2000 is your hometown expert. Richard Ward is a full-time realtor specializing in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, which is near and dear to my heart, and pricing strategies. With offices in Middleburg Heights, Broadview Heights, and Westlake, Richard Ward and his team are available to guide you through the entire process of buying your dream home or selling your current home. Also, Cleveland Fitness Club. It's never too late to get fit. For 20-plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all. Bikes, tracks, courts, and even pools. They truly have something for everyone and are open 365 days a year. And guys like Ruben, they even open at 3 a.m. for your early risers. You can visit them at 6600 West 130th Street, I almost said St., Middleburg Heights. Guys, it's ice cold now, but we all like to drive fast and have fun. We got the place for you to go, Airport Go-Kart. Looking for a fun time with your kids or friends once the weather starts to warm up? Head over to Airport Go-Kart at 16208 Book Park Road in Cleveland. It's fun for everyone involved and at a next-to-nothing price. I'm going to turn things over to my friend Ruben here to talk about our next sponsor, Helene Kia.
You're like me, I need a new ride. Best place to go get that ride, Helene Kia. We're looking for a new or a used car. Check out our guy, James McConville. Is that him, Vince? At Helene Kia, North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. He's a trusted member of our auto community for over 20 years, and he'll treat you right. No matter your car buying need, new, used, he'll be there for you. See James McConville at Helene Kia today. Hoser Hockey, hey hockey fans, let's take this moment to tell you about Hoser Hockey. You're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, laces, and apparel, then Hoser Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Hoser Hockey brings you the highest quality products with affordability as well as quick and easy delivery. You can find them at www.hoserhockey.org or on amazon.com.
You know what though? What if I want popcorn? Where do I go?
The only place to go is Jenny's, Vince. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition. They've been serving customers here in Northeast Ohio and beyond for over 65 years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold. It includes Giant Eagle and Mark's, or visit them at jennyspopcorn.com online or in person. You can drive over to 38727 Taylor Parkway, North Ridgeville, Ohio. Jenny will take care of you. She'll take care of your kiddos.
Yes, she will.
She'll take care of whatever sweet tooth. She'll be there for you. Visit Jenny's Popcorn.
You know what, Ruben? I like popcorn. I had some tonight with my daughter, Maggie. But you know what? Every once in a while, I got one hell of a sweet tooth. Where should I go?
Rocket Fizz Candy. That's the only place you can go. They have you covered. Everything from your childhood candies to today. They didn't miss a beat putting this together. Magnificent display of candy and soda at Rocket Fizz Candy. You can see them downtown at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B in Cleveland.
You know, that's great. I could eat all the popcorn and candy in the world, but I'm Italian. I love myself some pasta, some meatballs, and I live in North Olmsted. So I live in North Olmsted, I love Italian food. Where the hell should I go?
Frankie's Italian Cuisine, Vince. I had Italian before I came here. Wish I would have went to Frankie's. Looking for a place to enjoy a post-game meal? Go there. Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered, from meatballs to lasagna. 4641 Great Northern Boulevard, North Olmsted. He's a hometown boy. Done good for himself. And you'll feel right at home as soon as you sit down. Enjoy Frankie's tonight. If you haven't eaten yet, get there. It's only 7:30.
You know, that's great. And I'll tell you what, I have two little kids, two little girls. And every single day they go out and play, no matter the weather. It could be 1 degree out. They want to play in that snow. They come in the house. Their feet are nasty. The flooring in our house right now is terrible. With two little kids, they spill stuff all the time. They track in that mud. But I was thinking, you know, pretty soon, without special all these sponsors, we're going to need new flooring. Ruben, where should I go to get new flooring?
Well, I got to call Steve over at MDG Flooring myself pretty soon.
All right.
I got hardwood floors I got to put down in my house. If you're in need of any quality flooring at all, for your home, your office, maybe even your car, who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Look no further than Steve and MGD Flooring in Medina. There's nothing here his talent and staff cannot handle. 330-725-5252 is the number to call. Or just stop in and see them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. You won't be disappointed in the talent and the skill that they put into every project they do.
He doesn't even notice.
So we're back. And Ruben, I had to give CPR to Ruben just now, all those sponsor reads. Woo! But guys, this is a good kind of problem. So we're going to get rolling here. Any last thoughts before tip, my man?
Yeah, well, we got an interesting game here tonight, Vince. You got the Cornerstone Christian Patriots, who, by the way, won their first game of the season last night. 93-89 win over Andrews Osborne Academy in Willoughby. And guys, we got the National Anthem. We'll get right back to that after the National Anthem's played.
Take off your hats. And Ruben, you were saying?
Yeah, as I was saying before the National Anthem, Cornerstone won their first game last night, 93-89 score over Andrews Osborne Academy in Willoughby. It's a home game. They come here. You can't look ahead of this team. They got a little bit of momentum on their side. They're a pretty fast team. They rarely get blown out, Vince, although their record says they're 1-12. They played seven games this year where they've lost by 6 points or less.
Tough team.
Yeah. River, on the other hand, they slogged their way yesterday. They were awful yesterday. I don't want to say awful. They won 45-44. Not the type of game they usually play in the SWC.
Who they beat?
They took Normandy 45-44, a one-point win. They had seven first-quarter turnovers and shooting woes all night long. They were just off target. They battled back. Obviously, they were down 22-6. In this midway through the second quarter at senior Grant Eversman, drained four threes in the contest in the second half comeback, and just allowing 18 points defensively in the second half, they hung on for the one-point win. They are 9-3 this year, 5-2 in the Great Lakes Conference.
Senior number 00, Jay Sean.
Well, sounds like we're in for one heck of a game coming up. Stay tuned, fans, for tip-off. And the tip-off underway here. Welcoming the Keon Sports Media Group. Again, Keon Sports Media Group. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. Cornerstone wins the tip and controls the ball first, going from right to left on your radio dial. In the black tops, red letters, black trunks. Rocky River, the home team, working from left to right. White tops, white trunks, maroon lettering.
That Rivers coming out in an extended zone defense up at the top of the key, Vince.
Three ball by corner Christian, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebound, here come the Pirates. Connor O'Toole leads them down. Three ball for the Pirates, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Luke Coyne. And I said it before the broadcast, Luke Coyne is a big presence down low, Ruben.
Yes, he is. He's him and Eversman should be a lot to handle for Cornerstone this evening.
And an early turnover caused by, really unforced error there by Rocky River. They're going to have to cut those out. So Corner Christian will take over at midcourt.
Little early game jitters here. They'll settle down.
Oh, absolutely. Got to break that first sweat. I think, again, Keyon Sports Media Group. Keyon Sports Media Group. Here we go. Corner Christian has it. Working the top of the key. And Ruben looks like a 2-3 zone, would you say?
Yeah, 2-3 zone with Coyne in the middle. He's the anchor of it.
Corner Christian cannot break the seal of the three-point line. Got away with the travel there. Now they dip it down low. Back out, swings it, corner three, passes up, no. Drives it in, corner Christian, off the back of the rim, no good. And they get their own rebound.
Good offensive rebound, and hustle play is exactly right, Vince.
Yep. Oh, a hop step, call the travel.
They didn't get the result they wanted, Vince, but very crisp, very patient passing by Cornerstone Christian.
Absolutely. Looks like a full court press here. So corner Christian coming out aggressive on defense. River looks to break the press. They do. 2 points. Luke Coyne.
That's the best way to beat a press, Vince. Good passing. Led to an easy layup from Coyne.
All right, corner Christian has the ball back down 2-0. Moving it forward here. Looking to get on the board. Talked with them before the game. They were pretty pumped going off that first win.
Looks like they switched to a 1-2-2 defense, Vince.
And Deshaun Robinson is a beast down low. That's a big kid. Rebound, back to the Pirates. Bit of a stumble, no call. Here come the Pirates. Number 5, Christian Dean. Dean has the top of the key. Dean dribbles in, penetrates, kicks it back out. Top of the key, working that three-point motion there, Ruben.
Yeah, they're moving the ball around, trying to look for that one shot.
Graham Everson swings it out. Three ball, River, got it! Tommy Ruma!
That's a good perimeter passing. They found Ruma in the corner, wide open for a three. Lots of patience by River early.
Indeed. Quick five, got the lead here for River. Corner Christian almost throws it away, retains it. We got a whistle.
Call a block on Coyne.
Double two there, Coyne. 5:33 left in the first quarter. Corner Christian looking for their first points of the game.
Yeah, they're trying to get the ball inside as much as they can, but Coyne stands strong in there.
A big kid, though. Mm-hmm. That Robinson, Deshaun Robinson of Corner Christian. Here comes Corner Christian off the back rim. They're missing some layups, Ruben.
Yeah, it looks like their game plan is to go in at Coyne. It's not working so far, but it might, as the game wears on, maybe get him in foul trouble a little bit.
So Christian Dean driving to the hole. They're going to say a foul before the shot against Dean. So River will go ahead, inbound it underneath their own basket. 5:19 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 Pirates.
Man-to-man defense here by Corner Christian.
Three ball, Rocky River, got it! Number 3, Tommy Ruma.
Ruma with his second three from the corner, Vince. He's on fire so far.
He's double-dipping now, 8-0, and a timeout for Corner Christian.
8-point run here to start, Vince, and Ruma with two wide-open threes in the corner. He hasn't missed.
Swung him open perfectly. One time he almost had a hand in his face, but confidence, he drained it. Guys, we're going to take this brief moment to tell you about Soccer Shots. The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor soccer action. Sign your kids up today for Soccer Shots. It's an excellent program to teach your child about exercise and overall hard work. You can find them anywhere in the state. Soccer Shots. Oh, we are back at it here. 8-0.
It looks like Cornerstone Christian's not going to deviate from whatever game plan they have, but it looks to me like they're looking to go inside, maybe get Coyne in some foul trouble. Because Coyne's being a little aggressive under there. He's got to watch himself.
One more and he's got to sit. So here's Corner Christian, half-court offense. Three ball up and no good. Again, off the back of that rim. Every shot they've taken has been off the back of the rim.
Yeah, the rebounding's it. They're getting some offensive rebounds, but they got to finish these.
Number 13, a little sloppy there, but good control to recover. That was Daniel McQueen. So Corner Christian will keep it. Looking for the first points at the 440 mark. Corner Christian swings it out. There's McQueen. Three ball by McQueen off the back of the rim. Side of the rim that time. And here comes Rocky River.
Good defense by River there on the perimeter.
Yeah, they're not letting him penetrate. Not yet, at least. All right.
Christian, he rushed Dean. That a little bit. Coin rushed that.
He did. Christian Dean trying to set him up there. Corner Christian again. Approaching the halfway point of the first quarter. Looking for their first points. Cornerstone. Top of the key into McQueen. McQueen quickly got double boxed there. Ruben, they're going to call a foul, I think, on 33.
Next time Mia Eversman got that one.
Yep. Bit of a hip check, I guess.
Yeah, here's a... Not for a lack of effort. That's what I've always said about Cornerstone there. They're passing the ball around. They're looking for an opportunity to score. The ball's just not falling in for them.
Yeah, they're playing smart so far on offense. They really are. It's just not going in. Almost too much pressure on those shots. It's slamming off the back of the rim every time. All right, here we go. Here's Deshaun. Dips it out. Three ball. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound back to River.
Yeah,
that rim has not been their friend tonight.
They're taking good shots. They're just not dropping.
Coast to coast goes number five, Christian Dean. Rocky River out to a double-digit lead, 10-0.
10-0 run to start, Vincent. Cornerstone just has to not panic. Keep playing their game. A shot's going to fall sooner or later.
But they can't do that, though. They can't let Dean just go coast to coast like that. That wasn't even transitioning. He just took it. Three ball off the back of the rim. No good.
That wasn't a good shot, Vincent.
No, it wasn't. That was 44 Tim Huffman chucking it up there. Here's Dean again to Coin. Off the back of the rim, no good. And they're going to say it was off of...
Yeah, it stays here.
It should. No. It should. It's a bad call by the ref. They're going to say it was off River.
Wow.
Might have blew that call. All right, here we go. 10-0, 3:16 to go. Cornerstone Christian looking for their first points. I thought it was off...
It sure looked that way to me.
Yeah. All right, Cornerstone good. Christian. Top of the key. Passes up a three ball, drives it. There's a whistle before the shot. Is it on Coin, Ruben?
Might be on O'Toole.
Yeah, you called it. Rumo was in the vicinity, but not called.
Yeah, their shots are going up. They're good shots. They're taking good shots, Cornerstone, but they're just not going in. There you go.
There we go. And the first points of the game for Cornerstone Christian. Number zero, Deshaun Robinson.
A good feed inside to Robinson. He muscled it up, Vince.
Use his
big
body.
Kid.
And, guys, if you were here to see this great matchup going on right now between the two centers, Coin and Robinson, two physical specimens. And there's Coin. 2 points, Rocky River.
That's a good pass, good penetration. They found Coin underneath, wide open.
Penetration on that one, Ruben, caused a wide open underneath.
Yes, he did.
Good job at River to answer Cornerstone's points. Here we go again, though. Cornerstone drives it in and scores. Number 34, Ronnie Bacos.
Got open, a great penetration to break the press, and he found Bacos for an easy layup.
Coin again underneath. Great pass by Dean, wide open Coin, couldn't score. Here comes Corner Christian, down eight, looking to cut into it. Can they go on a run right now? It's up. It's good.
Another layup. They're penetrating and getting easy layups, Vince. Up a miss, Rocky River shots. That's what River had a problem with last night.
That was number one, Ricky Adams. Beautiful shot on Adams. Three ball by Dean for River. Off the back of the rim. Loose ball back to Huma. It's up. It's in.
Unfortunate for... Cornerstone Christian, they had the rebound. Two guys went to get the ball. They collided and went loose.
Smart play there by Connor O'Toole of Rocky River. Connor O'Toole up and in. 14-6. Minute and a half to go. First quarter. Corner Christian has it. Working from right to left. It's up off the back of the rim.
Some bad luck there. It was a great move to get inside. He just missed it.
They've had about 10 shots go in and out. Right back goes Dean. Good hustle play.
Right back comes Christian Dean with dribble penetration. Took him to the hole.
And just like that, Rocky River has rebuilt the lead to 10, up 16-6. Corner Christian has it. Here's Deshaun Robinson off the back of the rim.
Yeah, that's not this game. Robinson's got to stay underneath, play at the post, and let the guards get the ball to him.
I couldn't agree more. Turnover, though, back to Corner Christian. We'll get another shot at it. Going coast to coast. It's up. It's good.
Yeah, Cornerstone got a freebie. That looked like a kickball to me that wasn't called, but he took advantage of it.
They need to keep having Ricky Adams drive that lane. Number one, Ricky Adams, their point guard. He's quick. He can score. He's going to need more touches as this game presses on. Now 16-8, Rocky River has it working from left to right. White tops maroon numbers. Here's O'Toole. O'Toole the Coin. Coin swings it. Everson, three ball. Got it.
Another wide open. They love that corner three, Vince. That's the third one that's gone in. 3 for 3 so far from three-point land.
And Rocky River, Ruben mentioned it on the second half of a back-to-back, but they have kept their starting five in this entire first quarter using those lungs, Ruben.
Yeah, they may have to use some more players, too.
Here comes Cornerstone, wide open underneath. No good off the back of the rim.
Just some tough luck there, Vince. That's all that is.
Big time. Everson finishes it with a layup. And at the end of the first quarter, 21-8. And Ruben, I don't know about you, but I got to say, it very easily could be a tie game if it wasn't for that back of the rim.
Yeah, it's a matter of Cornerstone just keeping to their blueprint. They're playing a good game. They're down 13 points. The scoreboard doesn't show it. Layups are just not going in. They're missing. It's just the way, the ball's rolling for them right now. The shots aren't dropping. But don't give up. Don't panic.
Guys, as we begin the second quarter, I must agree with Ruben. There was one shot after another wide open underneath that rim and back of the rim on Cornerstone Christian. So they're doing the right things to get open. They're moving the ball around. They have a physical preference. They just need to keep puppering it.
Yeah, they're getting good shots. And then on the other side, Tommy Ruma hasn't missed a shot. He's got 2 threes. Average men under the basket and coin and getting whatever they want under there. The problem is their shots are going in.
No doubt about it. And we mentioned the physical size of Jayshon Robinson. I got to wonder if he works out at the workout factory. Are you looking for those post-holiday pounds to shut him off? Do you have a busy schedule and need a place that's open all the time? Check out the Workout Factory at 5508 Ridge Road, right off of Ridge Road, basically, in Parma. Take over, Rubano.
Well, back at it, our Cornerstone Christian forcing a turnover, and they're coming across the timeline.
Here they come.
Jamal Spidey with the ball, takes the shot and misses it. And Robinson tried to get the rebound, and it didn't.
I'm surprised he didn't come down with that.
Yeah, he should have had it in his hand.
Here comes River looking to extend the lead. Three ball. No good off the back of the rim. That was Ruma. He has not missed many. And then we got John Ruma and Tommy Ruma, the Ruma brothers tonight.
And River has to get out of this high, heaving up three-pointers. They have a 13-point lead.
Yeah.
Those types of shots aren't necessary with that big of a lead.
You don't need them anymore. Just keep driving, working it around. Here comes Cornerstone. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more there, Ruben. When you're up by big like that, and then you just kind of salt, keep chipping away and expanding it.
No, you're not the Golden State Warriors.
Scuffle under the rim. Referee, no call. Then he calls it. That's definitely a foul on Dean.
That's what it's called. Keep playing until you hear the whistle. Don't give up.
No doubt about it. All right, guys, we're going to reset you here as the second half. Give you an update. It is 21-8. Rocky River leads it. It's 6:57 to go in the second quarter, and Cornerstone Christian to the line to try to cut into this lead. Ruben, you got a number on that kid?
That kid is number 1, I believe. No, Ricky, that's Adams. Number 4, Jamal Spivey.
So Spivey to the line.
I was right the first time. It's Ricky Adams.
We need the Avon Lake spotter. So Rick.
What we need is an optical sponsor who can help me with my vision.
Please. All right, that's up. It's good. Ricky Adams. All right, 21-9. Rocky River looking to expand on the lead. Thanks for tuning in again. Keon Sports Radio Network.
They have going to a man-to-man a defense for Cornerstone Academy to try to see if they can stop this dribble penetration.
And I'll tell you what, Cornerstone Academy travels well. Their stands are packed. They're absolutely packed. Everybody's here for Cornerstone, and it's a road game.
Yeah, it's good to see.
It really is. It really, really is. All right, so Cornerstone has it. 6.5 to go. Up top. And these kids got to work out. They're ripped.
Yeah.
Foul on the floor before the shot.
Whoa.
Oh, might have been a continuation. Nope.
I don't know. These.
All right. So a touch foul there.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, Ricky Adams went right to the basket. That's his mindset.
That's what he needs to do. Hey, guys, not to cut you off, but it's not like we're pulling for either team. And I think if you listen to our broadcast, you know that. But you see a team working as hard as Corner Christian is working, and the shots are just not going in.
Right, they're just not going in, Vince. That's why I say you stick to your blueprint.
Yep.
It's got to turn. Law of averages says it's got to turn around.
Rocky River again. Dean, it's up. It's good. 23-9, Rocky River. Christian Dean's having his way.
Yeah, he's getting whatever he wants, penetrating. Nobody's.
Here's some little guy, Spivey. I like the green sneakers on Spivey.
Styling and
nice
profile.
Move and a great move. A travel is going to send the ball back to River.
Now they call it 3 seconds on Robinson.
Good eyes. But that was a hell of a move on Spivey, though.
Yeah.
A little crossover, good drive.
Yeah, the will is there. The want to is there. They just have to stick to it. Yep. The shots are. This team scored 93 points. I think they can't put the bat ball in the hat basket. It's not going in.
Not at all. Here's River. Dean again. And now some of the subs in for River. No good, but a foul on Cornerstone. Number 44 called for the foul. That was Huffman.
Tim Huffman fouled.
His first team second.
And Ruben mentioned it about an optical sponsor. He's not joking, guys. We'll take any sponsor we can get. And if your small company needs massive exposure, you want us to talk about your company on air, email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. That's the word coach, the letters V-I-N, the number 14@yahoo.com. coachvin14@yahoo.com.
And if there's any oculists down in New Orleans that are taking care of those referees, that can come up here and help me out.
There was one play. All right. A little over five to go.
Good move.
Oh, nice kick out. It's up. It's good.
Nice. Great penetration to the hole. But Kyle Hudson just took it right down Broadway, went right to the basket.
Back comes the Riverins, the Pirates. 14-point lead, looking to pass it up.
It's like a travel.
Yeah, that was John Ruma. He wanted to shoot threes like his older brother. Went to shoot it, stopped, second guess, travel.
Yeah, a couple good stops here from Cornerstone could put him back in this game. That was good into-your-face defense there to cause that turnover.
We want to shout out our guy, Eli Mooningham, over at St. Ed's tonight, covering St. Edwards versus Spire. Our main man, Eli Mooningham. All right, guys, 4:50 to go, 25-11. Cornerstone has it, scores, it's up, it's good.
Great penetration by Hudson. Gets it into Robinson.
Jayshon Robinson, a presence down low, as we said. Lead cut down to 12, but now you need to stop. Here's River. It's up. Off the back of the rim.
Great
no
defense
good.
By Robinson there. Yeah. He put his hand straight up in the air.
Kids playing both sides of the court tonight, guys. Beautiful move. Woo! Kyle Hudson.
Since Kyle Hudson's come in this game, they're on a 6-0 run, Vince. Yeah.
Kyle Hudson getting it done. 25-15. Gorgeous move by Hudson. Now a 10-point game. River has it. Jump step. Ooh. That's a
they call that a little tickle there.
Ruben, you are a former referee. Walk us through that
that's
call.
That's a tickle there. That both players moving at the same time. That's a good no call there. There's no blocking, no charge. That's just good stiff defense. You got to let that go.
That's a bad call. I agree. Cornerstone Christian played tough defense there. Kid. To me, it was more of a travel. All right, River has it, 25-15. River looked to expand. Three ball. Off the front of the rim, no good. Scamper for it. Cornerstone Christian has it. Out to the big man. That's good. Jayshon Robinson.
Yeah, the tide is turning here, Vince. A lot of ill-advised three-pointers from Rocky River going to come back and bite him. They keep shooting those. They're getting deep rebounds, and Robinson's running the floor like nobody else's business.
And Ruben, I don't know about you, but I was waiting for Robinson to go up and dunk that one.
Save your energy. Save your energy. Or it's just jealous because I can't.
Nah, he's beast. So we got to move this back. Woo. Jay was like all the way off. Jayshon Robinson. Seeing you guys be that was that thunderous a play by Robinson. It literally moved our microphone 2 feet, almost falling it off here.
And again, as I said earlier in the first quarter, stick to your blueprint. Shots weren't going down. Now River's shots aren't going down.
Nope.
You're getting deep rebounds on all these threes that they're heaving up, and they're just running the floor.
Right back. I'll tell you, it was like we saw in the girls' game last week. In that first half with Avon on Bria. Bria would shoot a three, miss it, Avon, right down
exactly.
The court.
Exactly. In a 3 second span, they had 2 points the other way.
Man, our girl Elizabeth Flynn lit it up. That. Keep in mind, she's going to Finley, guys. Finley College next year just got a fan of me with Elizabeth Flynn playing there.
She did well the other night, too.
She put up 20. Very humble mom. Very humble kid. All right, we're going to reset it here. 25-17, 3:54 to go. You're listening to the Key On Sports Radio Network. Again, Key On Sports Radio Network. Rocky River has it.
A little bit of pressure right off the bat, one-on-one. That's a 10-second. Ooh, close servants.
It was called. It was very close. River has it, up eight. Looking to get it back to double digits and quiet this Cornerstone Christian crowd. The amount of fans here is 2-1 Cornerstone Christian on the road, which is crazy to me to think. But here we are. River trying to settle it down. Everson, top of the key, off to Dean. Dean holds it.
It's like they want to kill some of the momentum and eat up the clock at the same time.
Three ball coin. You don't want your center shooting threes. Nope. Rebound back to Cornerstone Christian.
Bad shot, Vince.
Terrible possession.
Ill-advised shot.
Here's Hudson again.
Oh. They didn't make him pay. That was a bad shot from River. Even up three-pointers when you don't need them.
No, Kyle Hudson needs to make those, though. Could have cut it down to six. Hudson driving that lane. Here's River. Three ball. River, no good. Back to the rim. Rebound coin. Beautiful pass. But back to Rima. Out to Everson. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Cornerstone.
They're just going to start heaving them up. And Cornerstone's got to make them pay for that, Vince.
Yep. I have to say, beautiful pass by Luke Coyne. Even though it didn't result, the kid literally rebounded into a pass.
That's when you just got to go straight up with it.
Hudson to the big man. He's up. He's good.
Yeah, Robinson's a beast under there. Robinson's forcing timeout after timeout here, Vince.
Jason Robinson.
He's getting anything he wants under there.
And Jason Robinson taking over this game right now. Cornerstone Christian has cut into the lead. Once down 12, now down 6. And you know what? We're going to announce it after the game. But right now, Robinson making his key to be the Set a Trophy player of the game. And I'll tell you what, Set a Trophy, they've been a staple of Northeast Ohio for over 40 years for all your trophy and celebration needs. They have every sport, event, and accomplishment covered. There's nothing they can't help with any occasion. If you're looking to honor someone or something, it's Set a Trophy. What in the world can they do to slow down Robinson right now?
What they have to do is they may have to go into some type of zone defense or double team him, maybe a diamond in one, a box in one or something to keep this kid off the boards. He's killing him under there. And, of course, the River quit taking all those ill-advised threes that are causing those deep rebounds.
That's
what happened to him. Back to the full court press, man.
Ah, 6-point game. Rocky River has it. They break the press. Everson, Toa Tool. Sending Dean in motion almost like a receiver. Back to Everson. Another three, Ruben. He nails this one, though.
Yeah, he got that one. A wide open shot. They got to get their mindset out of shooting threes and get inside because River can get what they want in there, too.
Yep. Grant Eversman nails it. Builds the lead back up to 9. Here's Hudson. Cornerstone Christian has to answer with the bucket. They don't need a three, but they need to answer with the bucket right here. Top of the key, here's Hudson again. Hudson, jump step, it's up, in and out. That rim is doing him no favors.
Robinson's got to keep himself in the middle instead of out on the perimeter because that's an offensive rebound that was to be had there.
All right, Cornerstone Christian off a missed. Back has the ball again. Three ball, good! Number 5, Kyle Hudson!
Kyle Hudson has sparked this whole thing, Vince, since he came into this game.
Hudson, a game changer right now. Hudson and Robinson changing this game. 28-22, 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Rocky River has it. Swings it out. Dean, three ball, not even close. Rebound by Robinson.
There they go again. Vincent just heaving that stuff.
Here comes Hudson. It's up. No good. He got fouled.
Yeah, Hudson's taking over this game. Him and Robinson, since Hudson's come in here, I'm going to say a 16-10 run or 11 run since he got in this game. He's just taking over.
Kyle Hudson to the line. Kyle Hudson has turned this game around for Cornerstone Christian. It's up. It's good. Now 28-23. Rocky River has to find a way right now to stop shooting those threes. Work for better shots.
Yeah, and what they should do is be cognizant of the fact that they got more bodies than Cornerstone's got.
Cornerstone nails it again. Now 28-24. It's the closest it's been since tip-off.
Yeah, we got a ball game here, Vince.
It was 5-0 Rocky River. Since then, this is the closest it's been, so it's now a 4-point game. 1 minute. Rocky River needs to settle it down. Stay with it. Time to leave it for half. Iverson, turnover. Referee's going to call it again.
Yeah, and that's exactly what one of the adjustments I would make. Iverson's being guarded by a couple of guys, maybe 6 to 8 inches his height. Yep. Go inside to him. Three-pointers aren't necessary when you got such a height advantage under there.
No, not at all. Number 10 for River. I don't have a number.
I think he's a JV player, Vince.
So River has inserted off their JV bench Will Bennett.
Yeah, that's another bad inbounds pass there. Nobody moved around. Nobody came to the ball.
Will Bennett off of JV, now playing varsity for River. So here we go. Cornerstone Christian down by 4 points, looking to cut into the lead before halftime. 42 seconds to go. Got to be careful with that dribble as Hudson. He swings it back to Hudson up top. Over to Adams, back to Hudson. Back to Adams, back to Hudson. Like a game of ping pong. And you can't be doing that. Turnover, Rocky River. 2 points and a foul possibly. No, he misses a wide open layup. Body's banging underneath.
No call there, no call. That ball looked like it was out of bounds, Vince. Nobody called it.
I don't know what Cornerstone was doing there, but that was dumb. So we'll get the ball back. 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Down to 10. Ricky Adams has it. Adams swings the corner. 6 seconds. Adams holds it. 4 seconds. Adams to Hudson. Turnover.
Whoa. Big possession. Vince, they had the ball with 11 seconds off a missed shot and couldn't get a final shot off. But we got us a four-point game at halftime. Rocky River knows they got a game coming in the second half. Mr. Kyle Hudson is the man for Cornerstone Academy.
Kyle Hudson checked into this game, Ruben, and turned it right around.
Turned it right around. Everything was a Kyle Hudson show there in the second quarter.
Between the speed of Kyle Hudson and the size of Jayshon Robinson, this team has a chance.
Yeah, we got a game, Vince. We're going to have a great second half here. This is going to be very interesting for Rocky River.
You felt the momentum switch dramatically.
I felt
it
as soon as Kyle Hudson came in the game and started doing his thing, penetrating down the lane, finding Robinson. When they came to him, and like I said in the first quarter, sooner or later that ball's going to drop. It's going to drop. Stay with your game plan, and good things happen to you.
Absolutely. So, guys, at the end of the first half, it's 28-24. Rocky River leads it. Before we take this time out on the Keon Sports Radio Network, we want to tell you about our last sponsor of the night, Mullins Construction. It doesn't matter if it's indoor, outdoor. Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. Guys, they do it all. Plumbing, windows, toilets. It don't matter. They got it. Again, that is Mullins Construction. So you can visit them. www.cretins.com/Mullins/construction. We'll be back for the second half. All right, we are back for the second half. We are joined by Athletic Director of Fame and Fortune, Mark Wagner. We're going to need him to be a spotter here pretty soon if our eyes get any worse, right, Ruben?
I need that optical sponsor.
I'm not used to sitting by a celebrity. I'm suddenly very nervous. All right, so 28-24, Rocky River has it. It's going to be Dean stepping on the line, ball back to corner Christian.
Yeah, Christian Dean should have did something, passed that ball back inside. He tried to tiptoe the line and missed. He stepped on it, they caught him.
We did a little bit of extra research at halftime. We had a young man from corner Christian put up 47 points last night, number one, Ricky Adams.
Yeah, Ricky Adams got off last night. They had 93. He had him over half of the team points last night in the victory, but this is another day, Vince.
Absolutely. This has been a game of runs, guys, if you're just joining us. The first half of the first quarter dominated by Rocky River, built almost a 15-point lead. And then corner Christian really rallied hard. Good rebound there by Luke Coyne to come back.
Good move by Robinson inside, just didn't go in for him. He is a load under there.
Yep. Here's Dean Iverson out to Coyne. And O'Toole has it. O'Toole kicks it out to Huma. Three ball, got it!
Yeah, Tommy Ruma. That's Ruma's third shot from three-pointer. He hasn't missed. He's 3 for 3 from behind the arc with 9 points, Vince. Wide open shots for him.
And it was open three balls by Ruman that built that lead in the first half. Here's Ricky Adams. We just called his name earlier. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rocky River has it. And guys, the second half, Rocky River moving from right to left on your radio dial. Three ball by the center, Luke Coyne. Interesting idea there. Rebound back to corner Christian.
Yeah, not a good shot for Coyne there. His job is to stay inside and play big inside. Three-pointers will slave that for the guys that are three-point shooters.
Yep, a kid with his kind of size, you just want to post him up down low, let him bang.
Yeah, they got to get Eversman the ball a little more. He's got to do some more work underneath. He's their senior, he's their star under there.
And here's the game changer.
They have to get him more involved.
Kyle Hudson, who checked in for corner Christian, really dominated the comeback to Ricky Adams. And the big man down low, Jayshon Robinson, calling for it. Back out to Adams. Three ball. Got it!
There goes that man, Ricky Adams, again.
Now 31-27 after the Adams three ball. And you can hear it is a vocal Cornerstone Christian crowd that made the journey here tonight to beautiful Rocky River. Luke Coyne has it. Coyne swings it out to Ruma.
They're playing a nice matchup zone out top, Vince.
Absolutely. Dean out to Eversman. Eversman working that line back to Dean. Three ball. Dean got it!
Yeah, good patience by Eversman. Going down the baseline and kicking it back out to Dean for the three.
And here's where Cornerstone Christian needs to settle it down. Don't get into a three ball contest. Play your game at this point. Cornerstone Christian has it. Down seven.
Stay patient.
You gotta love high school basketball here in the state of Ohio. Almost nobody does it better. All right. Cornerstone Christian down seven, looking to make a move. 5:11 to go in the third.
And Rocky River's collapsing that zone defense into the paint a little bit. Try to stop the dribble penetration.
Three ball, no good.
And force those type of shots.
And this is Vince McKee. Oh, Luke Coyne, it's up. No good. Good block. Kid should have had it. Cornerstone Christian has it. Half court offense, swings it, out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't think Coyne got the shot blocked as much as he just didn't go up strong enough to get it in.
And we are at the beautiful Rocky River High School in a palatial press box here. They brought us in some grapes and wine and cheese at the break.
Yeah, it looks like Tim Huffman's come in the lineup for...
I'm too spoiled. All right, here comes Rocky River. They have it. Right to left. It's up. It is no good. Rebound Coyne. In and out. That rim not doing anybody favors. Good rebound, but a travel. Nope.
Stays
foul on the
there.
Floor.
That's a bad turnover by Robinson. And on the other end over here, looks like somebody grabbed that rim. That should have been a goaltending call, but that wasn't called either. Can't grab the net or the rim while the ball's in the air.
And I'll tell you guys, it's a packed house tonight. Standing room only. Here they go. Luke Coyne swings it out. Wide open three ball by Eversman. You call his name, no good.
He's got to do this inside, Vince. His work's got to come inside, not from out in the perimeter.
All right. Cornerstone has it. And they're just kind of resetting, which is not a bad idea. Down seven. Hudson to Adams. Adams, one of the three. Down low to Robinson.
Ball's got to go in. Fantastic offensive play there. They found the man they wanted underneath. It just didn't go in.
It was a great play, though.
Yeah.
Rock River has it 4 minutes to go. And looking to make their move right now. Here's Dean. Good pick by Coyne. High screen.
Good defense from Robinson.
Yep. But then he backs off. He can't back out.
Yeah.
I don't know about that play.
He was aggressive on the guy in the perimeter, and then when he went inside, he backed off the man inside. It cost him an easy layup.
That was a straight. I mean, I know you don't want to collapse, but you should have. You should have. Yeah.
You got to play defense.
Yep. 9-point lead. The Cornerstone Christian cannot allow this to get back to double digits, or that might be it. They were carding it down.
Yeah, two 15-point runs in one game.
Another turnover. Here comes Rocky River. It's up. It's in. No, off the back of the rim.
Oh, no call on that. Good play. There was no good non-call on it.
Cornerstone Christian catching a break that the wide-open layup missed. They need to settle this down. Now down nine.
And as I mentioned in the first half, that's how they're stopping Hudson's penetration is by collapsing that zone defense at the top of the key.
All right, Cornerstone has it. Here's Ricky Adams to reset the offense. Adams calling off Hudson. Now Hudson has it. Three ball. Hudson left-handed. Drills it.
Good shot. Good patient possession by Cornerstone Academy, and they found Hudson for an open three.
The lefty shooting the threes, and it is now 36-30, 2:50 to go. We'll be right back. All right. Here we go. 2:48 to go. Rocky River leads it. 6-point lead for River with the ball. Three ball by Everson. No, it's good. Beautiful
got another
shot.
One. That's two in a row for Everson from the three-point line.
Wide open, too.
He's going to prove me wrong, Vince. I can smell it.
Yeah. Cornerstone Christian looking to get back at it. It's up. It's good. Number 34. Let's get his name. Ronnie Beckos.
And then they let the man drive. Beckos right down the lane and pop a layup right in there right after a nice big three-pointer.
Rocker has it again. 39-32. Nice crossover there by Dean. Stop his dribble too soon. Kicks it off to Coyne. Coyne, baseline. Coyne kicks it. No turnover.
Bad pass.
Terrible play there. 39-32. Corner Christian needs a bucket right now. Under two to go. They've slowed down way too much. Another turnover. Dean has it. It's up. It's good.
Yeah, one bad pass. He served another one there, Vince.
Oh, yeah. Christian Dean, great play.
Christian Dean all the way with a layup.
Cornerstone Christian shooting themselves in the foot in this third quarter. They're getting away from the things that helped them cut into the lead.
Yeah.
They're working a great inside-outside game with Ricky Adams, Kyle Hudson, and Robinson working a beautiful inside-outside and just got completely away from it in this third quarter. I don't know if it's coaching or what the decision was at halftime, but wouldn't it have been my call?
Yeah, Kyle Hudson got on the bench now, and Rocky Rivers smelling that. They see that he's not in the game.
Dean
and
for three, no good. Good rebound there by Christian. Here's Ricky Adams. Might as well just take it all the way in. To the big man.
There you go.
Tayshaun Robinson.
Tayshaun Robinson filling in the lane. Adams getting him the ball for easy bucket. They're still in this ball game, Vince.
41-34. Luke Coyne. Off the back of the rim, no good. Why are you having your center shoot threes? I don't know. He's 0 for 4 already.
Yeah, Coyne's got to get back underneath. Him and Everson got to take over this game underneath.
All right. It's up. It's in.
Just like Robinson's doing for Cornerstone.
That's what you do. You have your big man post up down low, and that's what you do.
Get him the ball.
Work that inside-outside game. All right, five-point game now. Dean swings it out to Ruma. Ruma drives. Oh! And Tayshaun Robinson just ate the lunch of Tommy Ruma.
In the words of AC, get that weak stuff out of here. Robinson said, not on my watch, ladies and gentlemen. And he may need a blow. He looks like he's huffing and puffing a little bit. But
Connor and O'Toole for River, check out. Go ahead, Ruben. You're right, though.
Yeah, he looks like he needs to come out, but there's only 25 seconds left in the quarter. He can get a break.
22 seconds left, 41-36. Five-point game. Rocky River has only been able to extend the lead by 1 point in this third quarter. Dean has it top of the key. Fans, this is a much closer game than a lot of people would have thought coming in.
Yeah.
River has it. 6 seconds left. Ruma, three ball. Got it!
Tommy Ruma.
Nope.
Tommy Ruma, 4 for 4 from the three-point line with 12 points. Every one of his three-pointers is big.
Yeah.
There's an 8-point cushion heading into the fourth.
That is the difference right now for Ruma in this game has been Tommy Ruma drilling the threes. We're going to take this timeout alongside the Key On Sports Radio Network. And we're back. Thank you for joining us on Key On Sports Radio Network. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. We got a tight game here. 8 points, true, but we've seen both teams make runs. One last shot. What does Cornerstone need to do, Ruben?
Well, Cornerstone needs to come with that same intensity they had in the second quarter. Looks like Robinson may be a little bit winded. They can't afford to take him out of this game.
No.
Maybe they can go to a zone defense and let him get his breaks in between plays. They're running up and down trying to get back in this game. Takes a lot out of you. Looks like Kyle Hudson fell victim to that. They had to sit him for a while. River pulled away a little bit, but it's still only an 8-point game.
But now with 7 minutes to go, you got to go full tilt.
You got
nothing left, guys. You got to go full tilt, and everything you got.
Yeah, and as soon as I said that, looks like Kyle Hudson's coming back out, and so is Robinson.
Those 7 minutes will go by quick, trust me. Not a lot of fouls in that period, only one total foul, and it was called on Corner Christian.
And that's what surprises me about Corner Christian, not going in. Yeah, they are letting them play. Robinson's played this entire game, and he has no fouls. And I can't really see the board too well, but I don't think Hudson's in any foul trouble either. So they got to be aggressive in this quarter.
And Cornerstone Christian has to keep the single digits. They have to get to the 4 point or 4 minute mark at single digits, or else it's over. Here we go. Hudson has it. He has impressed me a lot tonight. Really, really has.
Yeah, this is one of the better guards I've seen around.
Here's Hudson. Down low, wide open Robinson. It's up. It's good.
Yeah.
Tayshaun Robinson.
Yeah, he's finding where he knows where his bread is buttered. He's looking under there to Robinson every time he penetrates in the lane.
Now you just got to keep feeding Robinson. 44-38, 7.5 to go. River has it. Dean down low. It's up. It's good.
Shot.
He found Philly Stammer.
Philly Stammer comes in the ball game, gets in the lane.
First touch of the night, made a count. I wear glasses, he wears glasses. I'm a fan of his already.
I love the boy.
Hudson down low again. Dang it. Robinson in and out. Robinson, and that's what you need to do, though.
Yeah, Robinson's fatigue starting to show a little bit, Vince. His legs are going on him. That's a shot he's got to make.
Yep. But he can't be playing the top of the key like that either. Yeah. Keep him down low. Now here's, look, you just got to keep him down low. Three ball by River. Up. It looks like it's going to go in. No, in and out. Hudson has it. Kyle the Hornet Hudson. Down low to Ricky Adams. No good. Rebound. Robinson gone. And he falls.
Yeah, they're going to count the bucket, Vince. And that was all started by Hudson's penetration.
Yep.
Even though he missed the shot, Robinson followed it right up and in and got fouled.
And Jayshon Robinson puts it up and in. Now a six-point game heading down the stretch. And Cornerstone Christian has that triad tonight. Ricky Adams, Jayshon Robinson, and Kyle Hudson are the big three. It's up. It is rumbling around. No good. Okay, those, can't leave the free ones out there.
Yeah, those got to go in. You can't, especially when you're trying to come back. Free throws are important.
Oh, yeah. 46-40. Good switch there on defense by Cornerstone.
Good defense.
Cannot let Everson or Ruma hit any more threes. And there's Everson right there. Eversman, I apologize. Eversman, the Dean. And Dean swings it out to Raymer. No good.
Ooh.
What happened there?
That looks to me like a blown call difference. Looked like it went off of the River player, but
off his foot?
Yeah, it looks to me like either his knee or his foot, and the referee was screened and didn't see it.
Nope. All right. 6:12 to go. 46-40. Rock River has it. Working from right to left on your radio dial. White trunks, white tops, maroon numbers. Dean has it. Out to Ruma. He's been red hot. Ruma again.
Another one.
This is the player of the game right now.
Yeah, Tommy Ruma. Tommy Ruma with his fifth three. Little too aggressive on the defensive end for a backcourt.
But his adrenaline's got to be going on.
Yeah, he's got to be going nuts. He's got 15 points, 5 3-pointers. He's 5 for 5 from the 3-point line.
That kid's going to run home tonight. He won't even need to be driven.
So far, he's the difference in the game.
You know, they said athletic director Mark Wagner used to hit threes like that all the time in the backyard, just drain them. When he wasn't dunking, of course. All right, so 5:52 to go, 49-40. Good pick set there. By Cornerstone. Here's Adams. It's up. No good. You've got to make those.
Yeah, Hudson had to finish that play. He was like, well, driving to the basket, and he stops, and he pulls it out and passes it to the corner. He could have just went straight up.
I'm going to go back and listen to this broadcast. I would love to know how many layups Cornerstone's missed tonight. Here's Ruma again. Tommy Ruma going to take a two-pointer this time. It's up. It's good. And that might be the game. Yeah, 51-40.
Yeah, Tommy Ruma's taking over here with five straight points. The stretch to lead to 11.
Robinson way out from above. No good. Rebound. River. To Eversman. Eversman has Ruma. Ruma to put it away. No, he missed it. Here's Robinson.
He rushed the shot, Vince. He should have stopped, hit the square, put it in.
Might be a good time for a timeout right now by Corner Christian. Not sure why they haven't called it. Three ball, no good. Over the back on River, no call. Need to call a timeout right now if you're Corner Christian, and they do.
Yeah, it's less than 5 minutes to go. They're down 11, but that looked like a push in the back for me, but that wasn't called either. They called it Cornerstone's ball.
All right, fans, 51-40. We'll be right back. Right now, welcome back to Keon Sports Media Group. And, you know, talking on the break there with Ruben, we've noticed that every time Rock River Corner Christian makes a run in this game, it's a Tommy Ruma three-pointer that kind of kills that run and begins River to pull it away again.
Yeah, for the game started that way, Tommy hitting 2 3-pointers over on the right corner. Started off Rocky River with a 10-0 lead to start the game. And as Cornerstone Christian starts getting closer, he hits another three. Now he's dribble penetration. Got a couple of quick layups. He's got a 17-point night cooking.
Three ball by Hudson off the break. Nails it. And the Rocky River coach is not happy. You can't come out of a set defense timeout like there and give up a three. I'd be mad too. I get it.
Yeah, give credit to Cornerstone for a great ATO coming off the timeout.
Absolutely. Here's River. It's up. It's good. A good answer there. Number 10 off the JV roster. Draining that. And fans, thank you for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter at Keon Sports. Again, on Twitter at Keon Sports. That's K-E-E on Sports. Cornerstone has it. Here's Robinson again. He's going to cut into that lead. No, another miss. He's got to make those, Ruben.
Yeah, that's Robinson. And you can see him running down the court. He hasn't missed a minute of play in this game. He hasn't taken a blow.
Nope. All right.
His legs are getting to him. Those are shots that he normally banks. He doesn't miss those.
And I had said, too, River needed a 10-point lead to put this away at the 4-minute mark. We're at the 4-minute mark. They're up by 10. So you'd have to believe they're comfortably in the lead here.
Yeah, they may start taking the air out of the ball here pretty soon, Vince.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot more passing. A lot of their starters are sitting right now, too.
Good drive.
Bennett, he's having a big night off that JV roster. He really is. All right, 53-43, 3:54 to go.
Yeah,
on the Keon Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, the fatigue is showing on Cornerstone. Your top players are just gassed.
3:54 to go. Beautiful play up the inbound.
That's a perfect example. They just stood around and numbered. And Stammer just came in from the right wing and laid it right up. They're wide open.
Yep. And as you said, I think Robinson might be out of gas.
Yeah.
Kind of huffing and puffing down there. 3:39 to go. Left to right. Here comes. That's Ricky Adams for a three. Drained it.
Yeah. As long as they got Ricky Adams and Hudson shooting them threes, they're not out of it yet, Vince. They lead down to 9.
Now, whatever legs they have left, they need to play this full quarter defense. Make Rocky River work for every inch at this point. And to the same extent, Rocky River should probably go ahead and play a full court defense, too, to use up that clock.
Yeah, and keep your eye on Ruma at the three-point line. He's been killing them. He hasn't missed yet from out there.
And it's still a phrase from my broadcast partner, Ruben Rodriguez. Rocky River definitely taking the air out of the ball here. They're taking their time, and they're going to have to force Corner Christian to do something here. Nice effort there by Ricky Adams. A travel on River, not called.
Now they called a reach on Ricky Adams, number one.
All right, guys, again, Keon Sports Radio Network. Follow us on Twitter at Keon Sports. I am Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. On a frosty Saturday night. But after, what we just said, the last weekend, this almost feels like a heat wave.
Yeah, last Saturday was no joke. Getting home, I think it took me an hour to get home after last Saturday.
It was a rough one.
Saturday.
Last Saturday, we were in Berea. Got home to a snowstorm. And here we go, Rocky River has it. Looking to salt it away. Man, Cornerstone Christian needs to do something here. I don't think Rocky River is going to be advancing this ball.
Yeah, Cornerstone Christian is like playing right into their hands. River wants to let some time off the clock.
I don't blame River. I'd be doing the same thing.
I'd be doing the same thing, Vince. They're not being aggressive with them or anything. Maybe the fatigue has to do with it.
They need to run a box and one right now. Here's Everson. Evers Min kicks it out.
And a wide open three.
Now you got to score quick if you're Cornerstone Christian. You need to make this transition monkey. They don't. Dean steals it away.
Good defensive play by Dean there. That was a wide open three, if not. But, yeah, it looks to me like there's one or two guys on the Cornerstone team, Adams and Hudson, have a little bit of juice left. Everybody else looks like the fatigue of the back-to-back has got them as well.
I got to say it, too. I know this probably sounds corny to a lot of people, but I love the scoreboard here. You have all the points. You have the fouls. You have the timeouts. Like, that is the way you want your scoreboard to be. We've been at gymnasiums where it was chalk and chalkboard. Here we go. Rebound. River has it. Two minutes to go. Should probably salt it away right now.
And that's the kind of game I expected from Eversman, too. He's a down low post player. He's tough down there to guard. He's tough on a defensive end. Yeah, he could shoot the ball, but he's not a three-point shooter. His role is to stay inside.
And Finley Stammer probably puts the final nail in the coffin there. Up 11. 1:40 to go. River makes a cardinal sin there. You do not want to foul. That stops the clock.
Yeah, it looked like Hudson got a pro call there. Went up to the bat. The basket didn't go in. Then they blow the whistle. I always wondered, if the ball goes in, does the ref blow the whistle?
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. But again, Rocky River has a very comfortable lead here. You don't want to be fouling.
No, you're stopping the clock. Well, there's a possibility for a guy like Hudson to score with the clock stop.
Yep. 57-47, minute and a half to go. Rocky River had to work hard for this one tonight, but really, our setter trophy player of the game, we talked about during the break, absolutely, Tommy Ruma, number three. Ruma, as at this point, was 17 points and 5 3-pointers.
Yeah, that'd be my choice too, Vince. He started off River on the right track, like as I mentioned, with the two quick three-pointers.
Oh, he did.
And he stemmed the tide when Cornerstone was coming back.
Every time Cornerstone tried to make a run, Ruman just drilled the three to end it.
Yeah.
Minute and a half to go. River working with a 10-point lead, trying to break the full-court press. Here's Dean. Dean swings it to Eversman. And Iversman will reset it up top. Smart move there.
Looks like they're going to use some clock now, Vince.
Yep, here's Ruma. And almost a selfish kind of reason, I'd like to see Ruma drill another three before it's over.
Cornerstone foul.
If you're cornerstone, do you start fouling here or do you just play it out?
Yeah, but nobody's in the bonus, so it's just a side out. Maybe they just...
I think you just play it out.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop the clock for whatever reason.
10-point game, another foul.
Another foul.
And that is Jamel Spivey.
Let's
see if we got him listed here.
What I don't understand is why they want to make this a foul shooting game when they're down by 10 points.
Well, I don't know.
Timeout. Cornerstone for 30-second timeout.
All right, fans, again, thank you for joining us as we wrap things up here. A minute 12 to go. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. We want to thank all of our fine sponsors tonight. Definitely, if you want to be any small business, if you want to be a sponsor, it's CoachVin14@yahoo.com or on Twitter at Keon Sports. Ruben, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at Rube Rodriguez 3 on Twitter as well.
We also want to thank our man Eli Mooningham. He is out at St. Edward's tonight as they hosted Spire Academy. At last check, Spire was up on Eds by 20 points at halftime, so that one was probably a blowout.
Yeah, that's not even fair with that team. But
our upcoming schedule, fans, tune in tomorrow. We have hockey coming your way as North Olmsted versus Benedictine tomorrow at 3:15. And then Tuesday night, me and Ruben will be in Olmsted Falls as the Bulldogs host the Lakewood Rangers in what a lot of people are billing to be the SWC title game. And then Wednesday, if it's not 2 degrees and they don't cancel school, we'll have girls. We'll have Berea Mid-Park girls versus North Ridgeville basketball. That one very, very much up in the air.
Yeah, Vince, it's but don't tell Rocky River that Olmsted Falls Lakewood game is for the SWC.
Here we go. It is 57-47. River has it.
1 minute, less than 1 minute.
And they're going to continue to foul.
Still not in the bonus yet.
So Cornerstone Christian falling away. He's going to put the big man back in the game.
Yeah, Robinson coming back in.
Robinson will check in. He had a quick break.
16 points for Robinson tonight with a ton of boards. Great all-around game for him. Hudson with 16 as well.
Delay game warning on zero of...
That's on Robinson. What is he doing? Well, you have to have 3 feet from... You have to go back 3 feet from the inbounder to inbound the ball. You can't crowd him.
Oh, really?
A certain amount of space that you can get between you and the ball.
Okay. Interesting. They have that in the pros,
though? They called a timeout. That's where I would have let him foul him. You get to the line.
So this last minute of the game is taking a long time.
Yeah. But listen, this is a perfect example. You see, the teams in the area, this team comes in here with a 1-12 record. They won their first game of the season last night. And the first thing you notice is fans and people are saying, that why would I even bother? Rocky River's playing a team that's 1-12. This team from Cornerstone were 3 shots away from taking the lead in this game.
In the second quarter, yeah. At one point.
Come out and support the kids. It's not about how, looking at anybody's record. These kids came out here. They left it all on the court. It didn't work out in their favor.
I agree.
But Rocky River goes home tonight knowing they got one hell of a game from these kids.
Yeah. And this is good, too, because Rocky River will be in tight games down the stretch here.
Yeah.
There's 1 month left in the season. They'll remember nights like tonight where, hey, you know what, we were up 15. Before we knew it, we were up by 4. And you know what? They didn't cave. They didn't crack. They showed metal. They showed mental toughness. And that's what you need in situations like that.
And to your point, too, it works the other way for Cornerstone. They can go back in the season, reflect on the season, and saying, if it would have been this way or that way, one play here or there with 5 or 6 of these teams, we'll improve on that next year.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. All right, so will they let them play here? Cornerstone Christian, another foul. And it looks like now they're finally in the bonus, Ruben.
Finally.
Yep.
It looks like
they've hit that bonus, 7 fouls.
And I'll tell you, and it's kind of surprising that the big man, this is his first foul of the game, and it comes at 53 seconds to go.
And guys, it's just not basketball. Come out, check out some Rocky River volleyball, Rocky River hockey. Rocky River hockey, one of the best teams in the state last year. Three ball by Cornerstone Christian, no good. 44 rebound by Robinson. No foul call, that was close. Here's Hudson, another three ball by Cornerstone. It's up, no good. Rebound by Dean.
Good box and out by Dean on that rebound. Robinson standing right there waiting for it to come down. Dean sees it.
Both coaches let him dribble out this last 28 seconds. Yeah. No.
Now they're fouling. They're playing the foul game. Try to do something. Maybe
miss
the front end of a one-on-one. Who knows?
You don't want to see anybody get hurt either. And Mark, where is Teddy Stuber playing hockey at?
He's at Ohio University. Go play some club hockey, maybe varsity. Teddy tore his ACL in lacrosse.
Yeah.
My son just visited OU last night and had dinner with Teddy.
I had a lot of fun covering him last year. He was good. Yeah. The whole team was.
These guys have played a hell of a schedule too.
These guys
looked at their schedule.
Oh yeah, the brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mike is like,
but that's how.
Don't look at the record. Look at who they played.
Yeah.
We got 12.2 seconds
when
to go, Vince.
Like that, that's what happens. I mean, I cover a lot of nations football, and they just play one beast after another.
What are they, 3 or 4 in the tournament? They should make a run in Division 3 or 4, whatever they are.
I think they're 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. The records at this point. Yeah. Look at the record and say, but you got to come out here and play the game. You gotta get on the court and see what they got.
Yep. I'm gonna pause this for a quick second. We are back here for the final seconds of this one. Jeez, Pete's. And I'm not even gonna try to describe that. Almost a headlock.
Sit, Vince.
And this should do it. All right, fans, that's it for tonight. Your final score: Rocky River 57 and Cornerstone Christian 49. And we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast. But before we do, we want to thank Mark Wagner here with Rocky River being so gracious to us tonight, as well as football season hockey. Thank you. And Ruben, I'll let you take us home, bud.
Pretty unexpected game. Like I said, I was one of the ones guilty of looking at the schedule, looking at the records. But I kind of had a little sense that Cornerstone came off of their first victory last night. They were going to give Rocky River a game, and they did. Rocky River, again, They stemmed the tide. They did what they had to win. They played a much better game than they did last night. And they just keep rolling. They're 10-3 record now, and back into Great Lakes Conference play. And we'll see what happens the rest of the season. And I do echo this too. I thank everybody that came out tonight. It's refreshing to see fans come out here and support the kids. Leaving the refs alone. They got a tough job to do. And thank all the Rocky River family here for inviting us in tonight.
Absolutely, guys. We're going to tell you, send it home on a good night here. And reminder, one last reminder, tomorrow, 3:15, North Olmsted Hockey hosts Benedictine. It is senior night. Have a good night, everybody.